92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There have been a growing number of reports of people traveling in electric vehicles saying that they feel sick every single time. The number of people reporting this became so high recently that Tesla had to concede that this is indeed a thing. A guy named John Veckler is a contributing editor with Car and Driver magazine, and he did a study with a team of his peeps, and what they found is that strong regenerative braking, which recaptures the energy of EVs, can actually cause motion sickness. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I need somebody to explain that to me like I'm 3 years old, because there's no part of that sentence that I understand. But apparently it happened to John several times during this study, and it was twice as bad when he was a backseat passenger. What they found is that Teslas are the worst offenders because they can be very jerky and very abrupt. Basically, what's happening here is the throttles are a bit sensitive and jumpy to emphasize the power of the car, but the side effect is that they can lurch and make the occupants car sick. Properly accelerating an EV so that your passengers don't get sick is a bit of a skill that has to be learned, and I expect most people figure that out pretty quickly when their family and friends start puking all over their lap.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.